Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Devin, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk radio countdown.
Number 10.
You look at the first three games of this NBA Finals, James averaging 41 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists in 47 minutes. Magic Johnson said that this could be the single greatest performance we've ever seen in the NBA Finals. And it's really hard to argue with that. As soon as Kevin Love went down, everyone said, count the Cavs out, they're done. All LeBron James has done has put the team on his back and carried them literally through the NBA Finals. He scored more points through three games than anyone in Finals history, 123. Hard to argue with Magic Johnson right now.
There's a sports reporter commenting on LeBron James' historic performance in the NBA Finals so far. Going into the weekend, the series is tied at two games apiece. The Cavs play the Golden State team on Sunday night. NBA Finals, number 10 in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, along with other things that are going on in the world of sports. The NHL Finals, continuing interest in what's going on in baseball, as would be appropriate for this time of year. We're getting into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another week of exciting and informative, hopefully stimulating talk radio. The week ending Friday, June 12th is our focus. From the 8th to the 12th, we're going to be reviewing all the top 10 talk topics based on research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine and my staff as well. So we have talk radio being monitored in terms of stations and programs and hosts. So you've got the country covered, and you'll listen to the list. That's not necessarily in order, but instructional and letting you know if you're new to the program what's going to happen here. That's number 10, the sports world. So let's move on.
Number 9.
Number 9 item this week, the Triple Crown won by American Pharoah. Host Doug Karsh and Scott Anderson here talking about the races and whether the only people who really care are the ones who are doing the betting.
It's a fascinating event, the Triple Crown. Oddly enough, the TV ratings are down, and I'm not sure how to characterize this accomplishment. It's great, and if you love this sporting event, great. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody has their different tastes. Doesn't move the needle much in my world, just as far as my interests. Do you have to be a gambler? Do you have to have action on it to really care?
I think so.
Is that essentially it?
You know, we've said often that gambling on things makes everything more interesting, obviously. You got some, there's a vested interest in it.
Yep.
And I think with horse racing, I suppose not everybody has to be into gambling to enjoy horse racing. You just love the animals and the majesty of them running around like they do. It really is kind of cool. But for me, it's more the gambling aspect of it. I do like that. A little unfair for you to say the ratings are down. Yes, they're down. They're down from last year, which may have been record ratings last year, right?
Well, California Chrome was going for the Triple Crown last year. I looked that up.
There you go.
And they, you know, they got better ratings last year than they did this year.
But were they record ratings last year?
I don't know, actually.
Because the number that I heard was a pretty good number. So I think they did very well.
So what I'm trying to figure out is a couple things with this. Is you have to be a gambler to care. And I'm just going to spin it forward. At the end of this calendar year, I will guarantee someone will name American Pharoah Sportsman of the Year.
Number 8.
Number 8 item on the countdown is a focus on those meetings held in Europe, the G7 meetings. Here are our hosts Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking to ABC News' Mary Bruce about what, if anything, was accomplished at this summit.
Is the G7 conference this year as exciting as it was last year?
Well, there's certainly what was a fair amount of news made. Also, as always with these conferences, oftentimes it's what happens on the sidelines that get a lot of attention. There were some interesting images that came out. There's a lot of questions about whether the president may have snubbed or just noticed the Iraqi prime minister sitting next to him. And I don't know if you've been online yet this morning, but there's also a lot of funny memes going around of a photo of the president talking with the German chancellor Angela Merkel outside at this beautiful resort in the German Alps. So, you know, there's it was successful on the political front, and then there's also kind of some of those fun moments on the side.
Well, I did see the video of the president talking to these two other leaders sitting down and the Iraqi dude standing there with his interpreter, and I don't know, it sure looked to me like he got snubbed. What's the thought around the White House? What's the party line there?
I'm going to leave this one up to the viewer. I mean, was it a back turn? Did he just not even notice him there? The White House hasn't given us an official comment one way or another, but the Iraqi prime minister sure did look like the kid at in the high school lunchroom who comes up, tries to get a seat at the big table, and was kind of shunned away. But it could be argued either way. It does kind of look like the president maybe didn't even see him standing there next to him, but who knows?
I guess they were a lot more exciting when Putin used to go, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Remember, this used to be the G8, and then Putin was essentially disinvited from the party because of his ongoing aggression in Ukraine. And now all of the leaders this time around did strike a very firm tone on Russia's role in Ukraine. And in fact, one of the key takeaways from this conference was that all the leaders agreed that sanctions on Russia should continue until the Ukrainian ceasefire is fully implemented. And the leaders said that they stand ready to take even further restrictive measures if Russia basically doesn't cut it out.
The economy of Greece has gotten a lot of attention. What kind of impact does that have on the European community? And is the United States really, is there anything we can really do about it?
Yeah, interesting. I mean, certainly that was a key topic of discussion because it does impact certainly a lot of European economies. It wasn't something that gets necessarily a lot of traction back here in the U.S., but certainly it's something that this administration keeps a very close eye on and was, you know, a huge topic of discussion there at the summit, you know, ways in which other European countries can possibly help out Greece as they continue to deal with these very pressing and urgent economic issues.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a Countdown Extra. One of the things you should definitely not tell a police officer who pulled you over is, you know who I am? Police don't like that. Even if you are an important talk radio person, the officer who pulled over radio talker Michelle McPhee in Boston, she was driving erratically. The officer ended up being injured during the stop. Apparently, they got into a fight. That is Miss McPhee and the state police trooper. She refused to take a sobriety test, resisted arrest, according to a local Boston newspaper. Because she's worked at a couple of Boston talk radio stations, she kept emphasizing who she was. And when the trooper refused to acknowledge that, she elbowed him in the chest and kicked him in the legs. She listed several members of police agencies as friends of hers, once again saying, "Don't you know who I am?" She was then arrested, and there was a fight that ensued. All of those involved, the two state police officers and Ms. McPhee, fell to the ground. So there you go. A little extra info here. It's 14 after the hour in the countdown.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Intel. Graduation is the perfect time to give your grad what they really want. Intel-powered technology. A poll by Intel and Her Campus Media, an online community for college women, found that tech is the item respondents couldn't live without. Students have to have technology that fits their needs, powerful enough to keep up with study sessions, but perfect for fun, watching a movie or playing a game. Intel has more on devices for grads. Amy Kirkus, Intel Tech Evangelist.
Intel powers devices for every grad, from all-in-one PCs to ultra-portable tablets to amazing two-in-ones, offering the productivity of a laptop and the fun of a tablet, all in one device. With the power of Intel processors, there's something for everyone. New this year, found in a variety of devices, is Intel RealSense technology, offering depth-enabled photography, fantastic gaming, and photo editing. Also on wishlist, the Intel Compute Stick, a device that fits in the palm of your hand and transforms any monitor or TV into a computer.
For more information, visit Intel.com.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Number 7.
Here are host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to reporter Eric Zorn about how the Caitlyn Jenner case continues to stay in the news.
Who would have thought that the Bruce Jenner into Caitlyn Jenner thing would be as big as it is? But it is. It's that big and then some.
Yeah, it's been topic 1, 2, and 3 in the news all week, pretty much.
Clint Eastwood made a joke, I guess, that was offensive to Caitlyn Jenner. He was introducing
The
Rock.
Who isn't Clint Eastwood offensive to nowadays?
He's got a streak going, doesn't he? He really does. He's got an insane streak. But he was introducing The Rock, and he compared The Rock to other sports figures like Jim Brown, or he said ordered that Caitlyn person like that. And I guess they're going to edit that out of the broadcast. It's going to be run in a couple of weeks, the Guy's Choice Awards.
I don't even get it. Why, is that supposed to be funny?
I guess, yeah.
Well, because Bruce Jenner was such a great athlete. It's just rude is what it is.
Right.
It's not funny.
Right. Well, Mike Huckabee, you heard about that, right? He said he was giving a speech, and he said, boy, I sure wish that when I was in 7th grade, after gym class, I could have said, Coach, I'm feeling my feminine side. I want to go shower with the girls today. And he got ripped.
That's not
so
funny either.
Well, how about the Duggars, who you would think if anybody was playing it safe right now, it would be the Duggars.
Lay low.
And they said, I guess everybody knows the backstory, but their oldest son has been, he has admitted to child molestation. He, as a kid, did some inappropriate things with 4 of his sisters and a babysitter. And the Duggars said, we got to keep our eyes on these transgender people when it comes to this sort of thing, child molestation.
What?
Even though
they've been
covering up their own son's child molestation, they go, no, don't watch out for him. Watch these transgender people. That's who's going to molest you.
One's a molester. One isn't.
Exactly. Right. It's absurd.
Isn't it like a magician's trick? He's like distracting.
Misdirection.
Hey, look over here.
Misdirection.
Transgender people, look what they're doing.
Yeah.
No, it was interesting. We had a long discussion this morning at the editorial board meeting about this issue and how it brings up. People feel like a lot of people are really uneasy or uncomfortable with the basic idea, or they don't understand it. And I would put myself in the category of someone who is perfectly willing to be compassionate and understanding. At the same time, I realize that I don't get it at some basic level. Like, I don't know what that feels like. I can project onto other sort of things, other things that people are like, oh, this person is someone that's gay. I can say, well, I can understand how you'd be attracted to this person over that person. I don't know what that internal feeling is like to feel like you are in the wrong body.
Right.
And that I think, from someone in my perspective, and most people's perspective, just say, look, we don't get this, but it's obviously a very strong, very real feeling for these people, and it's something that you can either complain about it or tease them, or you can just accept it and say, well, this is not something true, this is not a whim, it's not a fetish, it's just, it is who they are, how do they identify, and that really the least we can do is just to be understanding about it.
You usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six is about all things Apple, 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 and more Apple. The WWCD this week. Host Jeff Bolton talking to technology expert Bill Weaver about the Worldwide Developer Conference, thus the WWCD, and what Apple revealed this week.
So you have the 2015 Worldwide Developers Conference, or WIDCAP, whatever they call the thing.
Exactly.
Tim Cook gets up and gives the keynote, and basically he just pukes out a ton of stuff, including the new streaming service, which they're calling in an extraordinarily original phrase, Apple Music.
You are correct.
Let's start there with that. And I tell you personally, I could use the help with this because I am a Mac guy, but I don't really use iTunes anymore. I listen to the free Spotify app, and I'm trying to decide why would I want to spend the $10. You know, kind of help understand what they're hoping to accomplish with Apple Music.
Yeah, agreed. So first and foremost, as a technology person, one of the things that that spurs technology, they sort of have that phrase, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and competition is definitely good. Typically, as long as it's fair competition and level playing field competition, usually when the big boys and the big companies are fighting for users, typically the users win, and everybody is, sort of says, hooray, thank you for making yours all that much better, because your competitors discovered that your particular service had some vulnerabilities or had some things that were lacking, and you sort of ignored the users asking for the upgrades. But maybe if your competitor came along and started stealing us, you'll go ahead and address those. So it's definitely a giant cycle of you know, capturing market share and then coming back and then losing market share to competitors. Not to go into a giant story, but if you recall, we were about the same age. There was a giant competition between Sony Betamax and VHS back when we had VHS tapes. And Sony Betamax, the old way that we would record TV shows, was actually technologically superior by quite a bit. But they lost the competition to VHS, and Sony had a really, you know, bad black eye all through the late 70s and the 80s and even the 90s. So when the DVDs came out, Sony sort of pulled out all stops to become the de facto standard. They, you know, the Sony Blu-ray won in a competition with the HD DVD. But unfortunately, as soon as Sony Blu-ray won, Netflix came along and people started streaming their movies, and now the DVDs are going away. So sometimes this competition can be very fierce and lots of hard battles fought. But when new technology comes along, sometimes it goes ahead and re-levels the playing field and you have to move on. I was really taken by a recent publication by the correspondent. Her name is Kate Nibbs, K-N-I-B-B-S. She writes for Gizmodo. And she wrote an article last evening that's titled "Everything Apple Tried to Kill Today at the WWDC 2015. And she has this long list of all of the things that Apple decided, hey, there's a whole bunch of competitors inside this space. We're going to go ahead and draw lines in the sand, and we're going to go ahead and grab a market share by leveraging the number of human beings that physically have a little tiny phone with an Apple on the back. It's a rather long list, but the number one is they wish to kill or compete directly with Spotify, Google Music, Pandora, and this brand new title with Jay-Z and Taylor Swift. It's sort of a bad timing that they just launched this new streaming music service back in March, and now Apple's come out. There's another list of maybe eight different things that are existing companies that Apple has set their sights on and said, if we just do it the Apple way, it'll be better, and our Apple users will follow suit.
Amazing amount of money being spent. How many of you have fallen into that, I don't know if you want to call it a trap, of buying all things Apple? You have all the Macs, and you have the iPads and the iPhones and the Apple Watch, and yeah, understand how amazing this company is. It has $178 billion in cash. So the story of Apple, number six this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show. So I guess we have gotten halfway through the list. Next half hour, the other half of the list.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. for the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
So where are we on the story list? At number 10 this week, reviewing what we did in the last half hour, what's going on in the world of sports, the NBA finals, the NHL. Neither team has led by more than one goal at any point in the final of the of the four games. Teams have flipped 2-2, Chicago, Tampa Bay, in the Stanley Cup Series. Number 9, American Pharoah. I suppose this is another sports story, winning the Triple Crown. Number 8, the G7 meetings. Number 7, what's going on with Caitlyn Jenner. Number 6, what happened at the conference of Apple, as it were. So that brings us around to number 5.
Number 5.
Number 5 item this week, the New York prison break. Here's host Leland Conway talking to correspondent Joe Gomez about some of the unanswered questions. These two convicted killers escaped from a prison in New York with some rather interesting help.
Have they made any progress on trying to figure out, like, how they actually got a hold of the power tools and how they got out of the prison? Because that still seems like a very big mystery in terms of no one having heard them drilling and cutting and all the kinds of things that they would have had to do and what would have surely been a noisy undertaking.
Yeah, that is still a mystery, though it's believed that outside contractors may have left the power tools out somewhere in the open, and that these prisoners, having been on the honor block and having increased privilege to kind of go about the prison and not just stay in their cell, may have spotted those tools and confiscated and hid them somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe even this Joyce Mitchell woman may have helped them conceal the power tools or actually brought them to them.
Is she cooperating with authorities at this point?
Yeah, so far she's been very cooperative. She's been talking to law enforcement about this. You know, they haven't pressed charges against her yet. So I'm curious if they're going to wait on doing that to try to get her to keep talking, or if perhaps she cut some kind of a deal with them. You know, CNN is also reporting that her cell phone was used to make several calls to contacts of one of the inmates. It's unclear, though, if she was the one calling, or maybe if she handed the phone over to the inmates, or they stole the phone and made the calls themselves. So they may have had some kind of contact with people on the outside that could further help them.
What will be the consequences to these two guys when they get caught?
That well, I'm sure that whatever sentence that they have is going to be, you know, elongated. And already one of them is serving 25 years to life. The other is serving life without parole. So they're just going to have, I mean, they're probably going to spend the rest of their lives in prison anyway. Yeah. So they probably aren't too concerned about, you know, what's going to happen to them.
They're
going to go back to jail.
They're literally
it all the more dangerous.
Yeah, they're literally the epitome of nothing to lose, which, like you said, makes them far more dangerous.
Number four item on our list of the top 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Here's host Matt Murphy with Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama. They discuss what this deal is all about and why you and I, as American citizens, ought to be interested.
We're trying to get a sense of this agreement on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which I guess you can only read by going into a secret cloaked room somewhere in the state capitol. Give me a sense of what this is all about.
Well, okay, there's some confusion out there about all these different acronyms. First, there's the Trade Promotion Authority. That's the bill we're apt to vote on before you can read the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. The TPA sets the terms and debate subjects, more or less, of what is to be in the trade agreement and how you're to pass or not pass the trade agreement. So the TPA, which we're going to vote on today or tomorrow, maybe, because there has been some late-breaking news that might force a postponement, that is public. The TPP, the actual trade agreement itself, to the extent we do end up voting on it, I am hopeful that it will be public record for some number of days, weeks, or months before we have a vote. And I would push for months so that the public can thoroughly digest it. So there's some confusion about, well, the media is focusing on the trade agreement itself, which is not public. It is secret. It is in the basement of the Capitol. But that's not what we're voting on. However, when you vote on the process, well, the process you support to a large degree determines the outcome of the substantive vote on the trade agreement itself. There, did I thoroughly confuse you?
No, not at all. I think you're explaining it very well. But if you pass the TPA, it doesn't really matter when we find out what's in the TPP, because the president already has broad authority to approve it, does he not?
No, he has broad authority to negotiate a trade agreement. The big change in the Trade Promotion Authority bill is that under the United States Constitution, no treaty can bind the United States of America until two-thirds of the United States Senate approves it. The Trade Promotion Authority bill undermines the United States Constitution by changing that 67% standard in the Senate to a 51% standard in the House and Senate. And I say undermine because, in my opinion at least, that's not what the framers of the Constitution intended to take place. And there's probably some rather activist judge at some point in time who said, yeah, that's pretty clever. I'm going to now redefine trade agreements as not being treaties, even though it's quite clear if you look at the writings of the Founding Fathers, agreements between nations were all treaties, regardless of their content. And if you look at the Federalist Papers, which that's a set of documents or advertising materials, if you want to call it, that our founders put together to try to convince the American people that the Constitution is a good idea, they specifically said commerce agreements are treaties.
Number three this week. We love this. Every week we're looking at who's running for president. We're listening to a lot of talk radio people, including this fellow Robert Reese, on his program, talking about the rumor that the Iowa straw poll may be coming to an end.
There are rumors, there's some speculation, that in part of the conference call of the Iowa State Central Committee members, they're going to take a vote on whether or not they should cancel the Iowa straw poll. This is a pretty big deal. Now, here's the thing. The Iowa straw poll, not having been from Iowa and only lived here for now a year and a few months, to me it was kind of a surprise to come here and realize that the Iowa straw poll was controversial at all. Having been, you know, living in other states, everybody knows the Iowa straw poll. That's kind of like the official, the official unofficial kickoff of the presidential race. The Iowa straw poll has meant, not being from here, the Iowa straw poll means just as much as a debate does. You know, when you watch a debate on national television, the Iowa straw poll and the results of the Iowa straw poll meant just as much to the presidential race as the debate did. And so when I got here, I was surprised to hear there was all this controversy surrounding it. There was some controversy because some, I put this in air quotes, establishment types didn't like it because it seems like all the grassroots people who showed up were all your conservative grassroots people. The establishment type people didn't show up to it to I guess you say swing the vote towards their individuals. The amount of money that is spent on the Iowa straw poll and from the different candidates and things like that. The amount of money for the actual venue over in Ames. So the Republican Party has changed the venue. It's now going to be at the Central Iowa Expo near Boone. They changed the way the requirements, I guess you would say, for what the candidates have to spend as far as money goes. That being said, it still doesn't matter. We've had Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Mike Huckabee already committing and saying they're not going to go. They're not going to attend. Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Mike Huckabee. Rick Santorum said, yeah, I'll go, but I'm not really planning on spending any money. Probably because he doesn't have any money, but he's still not planning on spending any money. Scott Walker hasn't really said if he'll go. Rand Paul hasn't committed whether or not he'll go. Donald Trump's already said if everyone else backs out, he's backing out too. Since we've already had three people, might have four or five back out, he might not even attend. So we're already getting all these candidates who are basically just kind of snubbing it. And if the candidates are going to snub it, why even carry it?
The continuing focus on Mrs. Clinton is perhaps the chief campaigner and the one the news media has paid the most attention to of either Democrats or Republicans. First major speech of her campaign this weekend, drawing on her mother's difficult upbringing. She's trying to cast herself as a fighter for ordinary Americans. What say you, what think you of that? You can perhaps register your thinking by looking at the poll at DougStefan.com this weekend. We still have two to go. Number two coming up next here on our countdown.
Ever wish you could travel the world while making a difference in people's lives? If so, you're not alone. Research has uncovered a large demand for vacations that enable people to make a positive impact in the world. To serve this market, Carnival Corporation has launched a new brand, Fathom, and a new way of traveling called Social Impact Travel. Fathom allows travelers to work directly with people in unique and sustainable ways to improve their lives. And because Fathom will bring thousands of travelers a year, it will have a significant and lasting impact on people's lives in global destinations. Fathom President Tara Russell.
Fathom meets the real hunger in the world for purpose while tackling profound social issues. We harness the resources of Carnival Corporation, the world's largest cruise company, and combine them with the talents of social enterprises around the world. This allows Fathom travelers to make a significant impact that extends far beyond their involvement.
To learn more about Fathom and its maiden voyage to the Dominican Republic, visit Fathom.org.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts from my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Number two
this week. A lot of those who involved themselves in the discussion, controversial discussion about the police, got themselves wrapped around this Texas pool party incident. Here are radio host Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Texas reporter Cameron Fairchild about the police officer who resigned and how some people still want criminal charges brought against him.
National and local civil rights leaders want a former suburban Dallas police officer to be criminally charged for his actions while responding to a disturbance at a community pool. They say it's not enough that Eric Casefault resigned from the McKinney police force. What is the latest here?
Well, obviously the officer has resigned, and there are several civil rights groups who say that's not quite enough. It appeared at first that they would continue to go after the McKinney Police Department, but now they are focusing their attention on the corporal who has resigned from the police department, and as you said, it appears that they would like to see some criminal charges.
The latest development that we learned about is the fact that this officer may have been emotionally stressed out because he had answered a couple of suicide calls before he got to this pool party. Are people looking at that as any kind of an excuse for his conduct or police?
Well,
they're supposed to be prepared emotionally for anything, aren't they?
That's kind of the point right there, and I can't really speak for the entire community. What you're referring to, of course, is that Eric Casebolt's attorney came forward and cited a couple of calls that he had dealt with earlier in the morning. One of them was a suicide. He spent some time consoling the widow of that suicide victim before he came to answer this call. On first blush, that does seem to make you want to have a little bit of sympathy, maybe a little more understanding there, and yet at the same time, these police officers, in their sworn duty to protect and serve, can encounter any kind of a call, much worse than a suicide, and be called upon to immediately follow up with a call such as the disturbance at the pool. So the question remains, is that an excuse or even a justification? I'm not sure it's getting much traction here so far.
What about the bikini-clad teenage girl? What is she saying now after the fact? After being wrestled to the ground?
That's a little bit difficult question to answer because every time that we've approached her, just to have her tell us her thoughts, her feelings, the questions get deflected and sometimes referred to her parents there. So in that respect, we're still having to rely just what we see on the video there. And I think any reasonable person would say that was a little bit harsh, regardless of whether she may have been running her mouth or not. She was thrown pretty hard on the ground. He didn't just put a knee in her back. He sat on her with both knees in her back. And so as far as what she's saying, that's a tough call right now. She also has a fake ID. She promotes herself as a party promoter, much like the party that was going on at the swimming pool there, and she's a little tough to pin down.
Well, Cameron, where is it going from here? Will there be a grand jury investigation, anything like that?
That remains to be seen. I can tell you that the McKinney Police Department had appointed 2 internal affairs investigators to look into Corporal Casebolt's conduct. However, the moment he resigns, he's not required to cooperate in any investigation after that. Now, they can continue to interview witnesses, people who were at the scene. It is possible that some type of charges would arise out of this. I would say that that would be a very steep mountain to climb, but it's still very early in the game in terms of investigation and what we may learn in that regard.
Isn't it interesting to look at the ancillary stories here? The man who called 911 to complain about the pool party and defended the police's response as a good amount of aggression is a convicted felon who spent time in jail for violent behavior and torturing animals. His name is Sean Toon. He was sentenced to more than 9 months in jail after pleading guilty to killing and maiming farm animals and covering them in paint. So, I'm chuckling because there's always another side to these stories that makes it interesting for talk radio purposes in the conversation world.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one, what's going on in Iraq? What's going on in the Middle East? What's going on with ISIS and Al-Qaeda? Here's host Rick Daniels talking to Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia about Congress's refusal to vote on an authorization of using military force against ISIS.
You got to be just about as frustrated as you can be with this whole authorization of military force. We've been talking about this for a year now.
I know. It is frustrating. I wrote my first op-ed about this on about the 20th of June last year in the Washington Post, and I said, hey, Mr. President and Congress, if we're going to take military action against ISIL, there needs to be an authorization by Congress, and the president shouldn't just do it on his own. And that was almost a year ago. And it has been really frustrating. The president started the bombing campaign against ISIL on the 8th of August. And when he started it, at the beginning, he was taking defensive action because ISIL was moving toward our consulate in Erbil and also toward Baghdad. And so, obviously, he has the power to protect American embassies and consulates. He doesn't have to come to Congress and ask for permission. But within about 2 weeks, our personnel were safe, and he said, now it's time to go on offense against ISIL. And it's been understood since the Constitution was drafted and approved in 1787 that when you do that, you got to have Congress. But Congress has been really lacking a backbone, not wanting to weigh in and vote. So I've introduced a resolution in September that
passed in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but then died without floor action at the end of 2014. Earlier this week, trying to jumpstart it again, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona and I, we decided, well, let's make this bipartisan.
Republican, by the way, yeah.
Yep, and we wanted to make sure that it wasn't partisan, so we introduced a new resolution saying, look, guys, ISIL isn't going away. We're 10 months into a war. It's not going to be quick or easy. And then you saw the president announcing the need for another 450 advisors. This will bring the total number of Americans deployed in that theater to about 3,500. It's time for Congress finally to act, and we have gotten a commitment from the Foreign Relations Chair, Senator Corker, and the Ranking Member, Senator Cardin, that, okay, now we need to take this up.
All right. Also, with regard to ISIS in the Middle East, here are hosts Jay Morris and Jim McKinney talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about the president sending 450 military advisors into Iraq this week to train the forces to battle ISIS.
President Obama sending 450 more military advisors to Iraq. Why? They need to train the security forces to fight against ISIS. So how big of a story is this? I mean, we've changed a bit of tact, and they obviously it sounds like the Iraqis need some of our expertise.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a signal to the Sunnis to get them into the fight right now. It's going to be a training facility they're setting up in the Anbar province themselves. It's akin to a training factory, so to speak, and right now we've not been able to get decent raw materials, decent Iraqi recruits into the factory. When you can't get decent raw materials in, what's produced is not sufficient enough as well. So that's really the issue to try to bridge this Sunni-Shia divide, but it might turn out to be a bridge too far.
Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Holy mackerel, you just laid out, that's catastrophe.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's got to be a way to tie their interests together. I mean, in most cases, it's economic, right? I mean, you take two countries that are at each other's throats. If you tie their interests together, their survivability, based at least economically, maybe that would work. We've tried democracy. That doesn't seem to work because the democratic government they put together did nothing but suppress them, and it didn't go nowhere.
I saw a story yesterday where ISIS says they have a weapon of mass destruction. They've been able to put together enough to put together a nuke. Is there anything that's credible with that?
Well, it's more of a dirty bomb,
okay.
Which is the material to put, but like anything else, any kind of weapon like that, it's one thing to have it, and the other thing is to deliver it, and deliver it in a manner that you're going to cause the amount of damage that you're looking to do. Now, this is a group, though, that has volunteers of suicide bombers, so that they're not going to be that concerned over, maybe that part of it, but it would be, they've got to figure out to deliver it how to, if that would be the case. So the target, more or less, is probably into Baghdad right now, because if ISIS takes control of a part of Baghdad, this is going to change both the calculus and the dynamics of how the fight's going.
There's also a training hub being set up in Anbar province that may serve as a model to be replicated elsewhere in Iraq, possibly requiring more U.S. troops. How do you feel about that? Our top 10 talk radio topics listed at DougStephan.com this weekend. The poll asking you to tell us which of the top 10 items, whether it's sports talk radio, the Triple Crown winner, the G7 meetings, the Caitlyn Jenner case, the news from Apple, the prison break, the trade deals, the presidential prospects, the Texas pool party, or ISIS. Which is most important to you? We'd be happy to have you register your thoughts, as usual, at DougStephan.com. This is the weekly talk radio review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kepler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness,
promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.